I'm Karen Pelland for KDB. This past Sunday, 10 young musicians gathered in a ballroom at the Fess Parker Hotel, tuning their instruments and voices as they prepared to go toe-to-toe in the annual Performing Arts Scholarship Foundation competition. The event was founded in 1982 to help young local musicians with serious professional potential pursue their dreams. Dozens auditioned a couple of weeks ago, but only 10 made it to the finals on this day. There are two categories, vocal and instrumental, and first prize for each is $5,000. 18-year-old cellist Rebecca Schossberger is a senior at Providence Hall High School and has auditioned for this 4 years in a row, but this is her first finals. I asked her if she was nervous.
Not yet. I don't usually get nervous for these sorts of things until a few minutes beforehand. So right now, I'm just excited to be here and looking forward to it. The person before me, as soon as they start playing, I'll start getting nervous.
And what's the piece that you've chosen to compete with?
I'm playing the fourth and final movement of Elgar's Concerto for Cello.
Why did you choose that?
It's a beautiful composition. It has moments that are really poignant and longing and other things that are bright and flashy and happy. So it had a good balance of different moods and styles to play with.
28-year-old Christopher Davis is a doctoral candidate at UCSB, where he's studying the piano. This is his second year competing in the finals, and he says he'll be happy just to avoid a repeat of last year's performance.
Last year I played the last movement from the Beethoven Opus 110. It has a fugue, and I had a memory slip, and so I certainly didn't place. And this year I'm hoping to improve on that.
Memory slip, how does that feel? What goes on in your head?
Well, the first time, if it's a little small one, you hope that no one really caught it because not everyone's super familiar with your piece. But then when it starts to get bigger and bigger, you're like, oh, well, it's over, you know, and I kind of just throw caution to the wind and play without any fear. And sometimes you can do a lot, you know, play a lot better afterward. But yeah, that's kind of how it went.
In a green room adjacent to the ballroom, the contestants waited. Then, one by one, they emerged to play, to sing, and to perform. And it didn't take long for the judges to decide. The top prize for instrumental went to the youngest competitor, 15-year-old violinist Joshelle Conley, a seemingly frail and shy young girl. But don't let looks fool you. When her bow hit the strings, she transformed. Joshelle played her violin with her entire body, and I told her she wowed the audience.
Oh, thank you. I learned most of that from my teacher. She's very, very expressive, and she's really great at teaching expression and being bold. I'm lucky to have her.
It was Joshelle's first appearance at this competition, as was the case with the vocalist winner, 29-year-old soprano Seti Haidar.
I feel amazing. It's wonderful. It's great to get the recognition, and it's just always great to perform.
Now tell me what you sang.
I sang Quando Men Vo from Puccini's La Boheme.
KDB congratulates all the finalists in the 2011 Performing Arts Scholarship Foundation competition. And if you're wondering, pianist Christopher Davis did not have a memory slip this year. He performed flawlessly and came in second. For KDB, I'm Karen Pelland.